Hello and welcome to Butts to Nuts, a movie review podcast hosted by me, Ben Charlesworth, and my brother Scott Charlesworth.
Hey.
Scott, how you bloody feeling?
Hot, dry,
and... This is take two. So you just tried to tell a story about you farting on a train.
Yeah.
And it didn't really work out the first time, so I think you got to tell it right now.
Okay. All right. And let's take it from the top.
See, that was my first time hearing it before, but it was kind of like weak.
My execution was way off. It had too many pauses and it was just terrible.
I was like, how about we do it again?
Okay. So
and I'm going to pretend
I've had a big day. My mind is in like multiple places, but we have watched a very, very stressful movie.
I am hot.
It is boiling in the room that we're recording in right now.
We don't have aircon in this room at the
Ben
moment.
Ben has his shirt off. The nips are already out.
This is two podcasts in a row now. I've been nips out.
It's
butts nips, to nuts.
It's nip central, basically.
Cock on the table.
Balls on the floor.
Balls dripping.
Because they're just so hot. They're just saggy.
Nips just absolutely...
flabbergasted.
Yeah. Tell your story.
Oh, bro.
You see...
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
You want to lead the podcast? Come on.
I wake up at 4 o'clock this morning, right?
4 o'clock.
To go...
A.M. or P.M.?
A.M., of course. A.M.
All right.
No, not 4 o'clock.
Just got to get the... We're in a different time zone.
Yeah,
you never know.
True.
We're in Australia.
Yeah. This is true. Well, I wake up at 4 a.m., In the morning. That is an early morning.
Sun up or down?
Sun was down. It was about to come up, but it wasn't up yet. It was still down.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm going on the train to go to work experience. Whatever. That's not the main point. The main point is I got on the train. I fell asleep.
What model train?
It was one of those newer trains that they've recently put on the Sydney line. You know, they released like a few newer Sydney trains at the moment, and they have the old ones still running, but it was one of the newer revamped ones with the nice LEDs.
Yeah. I like it when you get the old ones because you feel like...
It's more classic, right?
Nah, I like the new ones.
I don't know. I just
see
the old ones have a lot of charm.
Sorry, I interrupted.
No, no, no.
I was just saying, this is why we had to redo this. You know, this has got much better thing. Before, you finished it in like 10 seconds.
Yeah. No, my execution was way off.
We need this story
to
go for 25 minutes.
Yeah, half of the podcast and the rest of it will be for the movie. Anyways, I'm on the train, very tired. I think, oh, you know what? I might just doze off for just a little bit. You know, it can't hurt. So I nap for about 3 or 4 stations and I'm about 3/4 through the journey and suddenly...
At Summer Hill. Sorry.
Summer Hill, maybe.
I've done it again.
No,
interrupted.
It's okay, mate.
Oh,
I've
done it again.
It's bloody all right.
4 a.m. in the morning.
On the train.
Okay, sorry.
And I just rip the biggest fart I've ever done on the train.
I'm going to pretend it's the first time you've told me this because you did tell me this 2 minutes before.
Well, what? There was 10 people. Yeah.
What?
There
a
was...
fart?
Yeah.
Go. Keep going.
What? A fart? Yeah. There was 10 people sitting around me.
10 people?
Yeah. And it echoed.
A fart?
It echoed? It was very loud.
10 whole people?
Anyways, I just had to get that off my chest. It was just
off
very...
your chest now, your bloody butt cheeks.
Out of the piece of shit. Out of the chasm, mate. Out of the bloody chasm.
Well, I was going to make you introduce... We had a little controversy, but I think...
Oh, yeah.
You know...
We're all about controversies.
We've already had a controversy week one. I was going to say you can actually introduce yourself this week, because I did cut you off.
Yep.
Do you want to say 3 things, or do you want to get into the movie?
I don't care. Let's get into it.
The movie we did watch was a brand spanking new movie, Gold.
Gold.
Gold. Not to be mistaken with the Matthew McConaughey Gold from 2018 and 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
But this is real gold.
This is new Stan original featuring the one and only Zac Efron.
Oh, crap. I didn't get trivia. Quick, tell your first point whilst I get a trivia.
Don't you even worry, bro. You know what? I'm just going to say straight off the bat, I think this is the best I've ever seen Zac Efron act.
Zac Efron. This is the best Zac Efron I've ever seen.
Yes, it is. It's the best that he's done in a movie that I've seen. The best acting that I've seen him do.
You reckon? He was pretty good. It was good. He was just, he was a very,
there was
silent, some, serious boy.
Yes. Well, there, that is definitely a point. But I think, that is a point. I think that he really put his all into this one.
Yeah.
I think he did some good work for this, and I reckon he did some good preparation on, you know, getting that feeling of isolation and being alone and what it would actually be like to just be lying in full blaring sun in a desert.
There was no singing.
No singing, no background music. It was just wind noise.
No weird 2000s haircuts. A very standard haircut.
There was a mullet, though. That was quite nice. That's actually very of the times at the moment. You know, mullets are going around at the moment.
I love a good mullet.
Oh, you can't go wrong with a good mullet, eh?
Maybe we should get mullets.
Look, I have donned the mullet before.
Have you?
Yeah, but it was very, very, very quick.
Oh, when I got a haircut. When you got your haircut,
it was more of a skullet.
Yeah, we'll put it on the social media.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah. So I think this is the best that he's acted in a movie so far that I've seen. You know, we haven't seen his other one. The serial killer, the famous serial killer. What's his name?
Oh, Ted Bundy.
Ted Bundy. When he plays Ted Bundy.
He did other serious stuff.
So, yeah, I forgot that he did that movie, but you know, we'll have to see what he's like in that movie, obviously, because that's gotten some pretty good ratings too, I believe.
I don't know.
I think it has. Yeah,
we're the only rating that counts.
Exactly. Give us 5 stars.
At Butts to Nuts. Exactly.
Yep.
No, it was pretty good, but I do have one major question. Would you rather shit in the squatter at the start? You remember that really bad bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
Or just out in the desert?
Out in the desert, 100%, bro.
100%, yeah.
You're out there. There's no one there to bother you except for a little scorpion that may, you know, sting you on the rectum.
Bite your prostate.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a downside. However, there's no one there to nag you and go, bro, get out of the stall. I need to shit as well. You can take as long as you want.
That also had like little holes in it. Like it was out of a mesh. A bit of mesh, color bond.
Little holes? What are you talking about?
Like bit of mesh.
Bit of mesh?
A lot of mesh.
Oh, you like, mean like the materials in the movie?
There was some mesh. No, in the poo.
In the poo?
Not in the poo, in the toilet. No, there was no
mesh. I'd be worried if you had mesh in your poo.
No, like
God, what are you eating?
In the bathroom.
Oh, so like it was like separated it as they shat or something.
No, there was a normal toilet bowl.
Yeah.
But I mean like the exterior.
You're cooked.
Like the walls. The walls, there was like a bit of mesh because you could see Mullet Boy walk off and he could see him.
Oh, yeah, inside. You can get...
Not mesh you, you, in you can the get poo, peaked. You're not into shitting the... out mesh.
Yeah.
I mean like mesh, like in the walls.
Yeah.
Scott woke up at 4 o'clock this morning and he farted on a train.
Yeah, it was...
Well, I reckon we tell that story again. Let's restart and tell the story one more time.
Okay, so... It was 4 o'clock.
Did the mullet bloke actually think of taking the gold for himself from the start? Or do you think that he got the idea as he was leaving?
Well, I found him very trustworthy at the start.
So did I.
Which was deceiving because the twist got me. And I look back at it now, it's a very obvious twist, but... It did get me. Did it get you? Did the twist get you, or did you kind of figure it out at a point in the movie? You're like, yeah, I reckon this guy's not coming back.
Well, I was expecting him to not come back.
We'll call him Mullet Boy.
Yeah, I don't actually think they have names.
We'll just go Zach and Mullet Boy. That's Zach and Mullet Boy. Well, the Drifter. We'll get to her.
Yeah, she was pretty sick. Her face was munted.
Yeah.
I think that he was genuine at the start, for real.
Yeah.
But I did expect a twist to happen. And what my theory is that he's gone out to get the excavator.
Mm-hmm.
Only took him 2 days, as he said, and he's realized this guy's not going to survive.
Yeah.
I might just take this gold for myself. Because he kept offering...
I'll stay,
bro. I'll stay.
Well, what if that was reverse psychology, though?
I know, but he did the reverse psychology that much. I think he knew, though, that Zac Efron was going to be greedy. Sorry, the water bottle cap might ruin the audio.
Man. Don't even worry, bro.
I'm not editing
just,
it.
Mate, no, we'll keep it in for authenticity.
Maybe
he did change his mind when he went to go get the excavator because they're like, oh, trying to pull it out with the truck. And they're like, no, we need something to, you know, lift this giant nugget out of the ground.
Big nug. Absolute nug.
Oh, man, it was the golden nugget.
Out of 10 nugs, how many nugs would you give that nug?
The nug itself?
Yeah.
Oh, bro, that was a bloody 11.
And from 1 to scab, how scab did Zach's face get?
He looked like the end of a cutlet bone. You know, when you're eating lamb cutlets and there's like the dry, crispy skin?
Oh, yeah.
That's what his skin looked like.
Wow.
I've just noticed that from the trailers, like before we watch this movie and we watch the trailer.
I've just wiped my back and my hands are dripping with sweat.
You're a sweaty boy. Holy shit.
Oh my God, this is crazy. That's bad. I am boiling.
He's sitting on a leather seat. So the contact between your skin.
I don't have it pressing against.
Is that just coming off you?
It's just pouring out.
That's not even from the seat contacting your back.
Hey, so listeners, if you can see right now, I'm wiping my back and my hands are covered in sweat, dripping.
Oh, man. You could hydrate Zac Efron for a week with your sweat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the movie as well.
We're just really pouring it out of us at the moment. Anyways, yes. What were we talking about?
I said 1 to scab. What would you rate his face?
Bro, he was...
I'd rate it scab.
He was scab.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you said it was like a cutlet bone. And then you said that
probably
you
even worse. It was like just... So, you know, you leave some like a piece of bacon out in the sun for too long and it goes completely off and there is flies. He looked like a piece of crispy bacon that was off.
He did look like a piece of crispy bacon.
Yeah.
Shout out to crispy bacon.
You know, go buy some. Get your salty chops all over it.
On some Zac or crispy bacon?
A bit of both. Why not?
Bit of mesh poo. Get your chops on some mesh poo.
Mesh poo, salty bacon, bit of Zac Efron.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Hit me with a point.
Okay. Well, I thought the ending when Zac Efron died.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. We're going to be spoiling movies.
No, don't tell them that. We want to get the listeners in and then they get spoiled. Oh, no. I thought this was a review. Honest review.
Nah.
It is an honest review where we spoil.
A little bit too honest.
Oh.
The part where he got mauled by the fucking dogs at the end.
Yeah.
Dude, that was brutal.
That was cool.
Amazing practical effects. They had guts coming out and... Oh, no, Zac Efron's acting in this scene specifically was awesome.
Yeah.
He was just deadpan, looking up to the sky, knowing he was defeated. And his guts were just being torn apart. It was just the sound of munching dogs. There wasn't any screaming. It was just silence and...
The most tragic munching thing sounds. As well, just seeing him get dragged away by those dogs.
Yep, that was terrible.
And just him... hand out for the gold and that was nuts.
That was butts to nuts. That was I see what you did.
That was butts to nuts.
Bloody good plug.
He had and that was like at the point where his face was covered in blood and dust and just
spit, like dried saliva and just probably piss.
He started getting like little the progression was he got a little bit sunburnt.
Yep.
Then he had little like boils,
yep.
Little Susan boils just popping up on his head.
And they did not sing well.
The flies real.
Those flies were definitely real.
Fuck.
They can't have been CGI.
And that proves that this is one of his best acting performances.
Mm.
Not because of the way he acted, but because not once did I see him swipe his head to get rid of a fly.
Yeah.
Tell me one time. You can't.
I can't tell you.
You can't.
No, I can't. Because he didn't.
He didn't.
Wow.
I did say in my notes, I said the last 15 minutes were incredible.
They were.
Because...
I feel like the movie went like this. All right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
It was all right.
Yeah.
Got a bit better and then kind of lulled for a little bit when they were in the desert.
Absolutely.
Like together, the two characters, Mullet Boy and Zac. then he's on his own. It's kind of like just plateauing.
Still lulling a lot.
Past the drifter point, and then after that, when he starts losing his mind, that's when shit goes wild.
Yeah, the last 15 minutes really... my voice positioning...
Yeah, okay? You're fine, bro. Yeah, don't worry.
Leave it in the comments. Send us a DM.
Yeah, 5-star review.
5-star review. That last 15 minutes with the whole hallucination thing where it's like, what's real, what's not, that shit was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, the fire lady?
With the oh, yeah, it was just her standing there, and it was like the fire was burning inside her skin. So it was like her eyes were gone. They were just black, but there was like little flames coming out.
Bloody Burning Man, mate, making it a bit modernized.
I tried to describe that as best you can, but just, you know, go YouTube it, you bloody animals.
No, I think you did a wonderful job.
Oh, thanks, man. That really means a lot. Thanks. You know? It's just the encouragement I need. Oh, that really makes me feel good.
Stop it. Yeah, I think that scene looked the best.
It was really... that was like a horror scene or...
No, it wasn't that scary, mate.
Sorry, a bit of a lip smack there.
Calm down.
It was like
bloody got a scaredy cat over here. Everybody getting scared of a little lady with a funny looking face, eh? With a bit of fire coming out of her eyes. Look at this.
Oh, I do get a little bit spooked sometimes.
I saw you tense up when the dog started, like the first night, and you hear the dogs out in the background. I saw you tense up, put your arms over your head, and tilt half away from the TV.
You know, and I'm there was terrible with jump scares, man. You know, I know there wasn't, but you know, I'm terrible.
Jump scare.
It just gets me. I don't know. I'm just so invested, but I'm just a little bit too invested. And then you just feel like you're the character. And anyways.
I think you're just a little bitch.
Anyways, we'll work on this. I can't wait to get to some really scary horror movies. Holy shit.
No, you can't. You're scared.
It's complete sarcasm, bro.
The Lady Face Fire could have been an album cover.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
Nice. Radical, dude.
Righteous.
Another album cover scene, there's two, is when he's burning the body. And it's like pans out. Sick. It's got that nice sky, the fire. He's there. And it's like,
who's the director or writer who... created Hereditary and Midsommar.
Ooh.
You know who I'm talking
question.
About.
Good question. Yeah,
because this movie, at the scene where you saw her eyes burning and there was like the hallucination stuff of, you know, is she alive? Is she dead? Who knows? We'll get to this.
Yeah.
But that reminded me of a Hereditary scene specifically. I'm not going to say because you haven't seen the movie.
Oh, don't say that. They're not going to think I'm cool like you.
Oh, it's all right,
all the TikTokers and cool film critiques are going to get angry at me because I haven't seen Hereditary.
Well.
Oh, come on, don't mate. Even worry, you're embarrassing me. No.
You're just finished now. No. Your career's done.
All right. Keep going.
Was she alive?
Who?
But do you reckon she actually died in the movie?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
I believe the hallucination to a point. Because if you notice, she has a scar on her face. She has
down
a little
lip.
Hook on her lip and then a little hook under her lip. It's like a scar. When he first sees her. Okay, I noticed this.
I didn't catch this detail.
But when it's in the hallucination and then she says... So there's the first hallucination where you start seeing her.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all fake. But the part where he's lying down on the gold...
And then she's and then talking her to her, offering water and stuff. Or there's a watering hole.
Yeah, and she says, have you seen my sister?
Yeah.
That's real because she doesn't have a scar.
I'm going to be honest here. If that was actually her sister, I find that a bit of a cop-out. I don't like the twin sister thing.
I think
just because you can use the same actor,
just leave it off,
actress again. Yeah, that's fine. Don't even worry, bro.
You're the one editing, not me.
That's right.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Well,
no.
I find it a bit of a cop out personally because I don't want to just like go, oh, you know, it's just a twin sister now, you know.
Oh, it's just a twin sister,
just
brother.
A twin sister.
Oh, it's just a twin sister.
It just, I don't know. Something about that just makes me feel like, man, I thought this character was dead and it would be cooler if she actually is dead and it is a hallucination. Or he thought he killed her with the shovel at that scene, but he was just dreaming it.
But that doesn't explain the end then.
It doesn't explain the end, you're
unless
right.
Unless it was Truck Boy, and what a cool truck.
That was actually kind of a mad truck.
That was a cool truck. Out of one to truck, what truck would you give it?
I'd give it one four-wheel drive.
I'd give it a semi. Oh, a bit of truck play.
Yeah.
I wouldn't give it a full truck. I'd give it a bloody semi, even though semis are big. Even though semis are big, big trucks.
Yep.
Give it a bloody semi, as in like half, yep. Half a truck.
I think they understand.
Even though semi's a big truck.
See, the joke is...
The joke, yeah. Do you want to explain or me?
So, like,
just in case they don't get it. Because you can't undermine your audience.
No. So when your PP gets a little bit, and then, you know, trucks...
Yeah, and then you wake up and...
You see the lady drifter...
And it's that...
And it's Zac Efron.
Zac Efron, and you start growing hair in places where you didn't have hair before.
And you start smelling certain ways that you don't want to smell, but you can't control it.
And for some reason, bathrooms smell different. So the lady face fire is what we have talked about.
Yes.
I think maybe we should talk about something we haven't talked about.
That seems like a good idea. You know what? All right,
That's got to be the best idea.
I'm
going to
whip this around right now.
That's got to be the best idea I think we've come up with.
I'm going to bloody whip this around right now.
Oh, please.
Cinematography. I'm in two minds about it as well.
Oh, okay. Like, you've got a negative mind to this.
You know what? Think of it like a seesaw. Both sides are slightly balanced. I have a bit of weight on both sides. Okay. Mostly positive. So I'll give it to you like this. There were scenes in here that were just, oh man, yeah, they were just cinematic masterpieces. Like, you know, when the train's going past,
yeah, that was,
nice. Beautiful.
I wouldn't say masterpiece, just nice shots.
I don't know, man. They made me feel a certain way. I just, even when the car was coming down the dirt road and Zach and Mullet Boy were driving.
Yeah.
And there was like a dust shot of them going, like, that sort of stuff is cool. That looks really good. Another positive would be Zach sitting under the tree. It's a full moon at night and it's completely black. It's just the moon spotlight and the fire.
Yeah.
And it's a really, really wide shot. And all you can see is just Zach looking dead at the fire going, what the fuck am I doing?
It was cool when it zoomed out as well and just kept zooming and zooming and zooming.
Can I give you my negative
You're raising
now.
A hand. He's raising a hand.
I'm going to butt in. Now, for the other side... I think that some of the shots were a little overused. Like, I like the sun shot, but there doesn't need to be 1,000 of them. I know it's hot and they're reiterating it.
Because it gets boring.
We get it. We get it. There's the sun is shining on you.
Yep.
Okay. So that's a little nitpick from me for that. And some of the wide landscape shots when he was walking out towards like the trees on the horizon, I don't know, I didn't get the same vibe. I thought some of the, I'm being really picky here, but I thought the filters.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. The filter was off just a little bit sometimes.
Like, you felt like it was a bit too washed out.
I would have liked a bit more vibrancy because there was some cool parts that, I don't know. I think maybe it would have needed it a little bit more.
But maybe that's the aesthetic, Scott. Maybe that's what they're going for. They're trying to make you feel
just
like
dry.
You're in a dry, barren place with no colour.
Just no moisture, no sweat.
I didn't mind the washed out colour too much.
It fits with the theme. That's just personal taste. I would have just liked a little bit more for this film specifically. Just really minor.
But they did show the same things a few times. And that's what I have as my biggest issue is... It's just a lot of dry moments, like...
Yeah.
And not just the bloody landscape, mate, let me tell you. Bloody best joke in bloody podcasting history.
Mate, that is an absolute knee slapper.
So if you didn't get that one, the landscape in Gold is very dry.
Yes.
So I said that some of the points can get dry. But I did think that it was like, just speak sometimes, you know? Like,
yeah.
It was just... Or it would show the same thing of just him kind of walking and setting up a base. Like, it's cool, but, like, you can only watch a base building for so long.
And then it's just like, man, just get your fucking parts and make your little tent.
Yeah.
Make your little hut. It would have been cool to to see him lose his mind a lot more and start talking, and start talking to himself.
Yeah.
He did at a point when he started talking to the little scorpion that was sitting on the gold.
Yeah. I think this would have been better as a short film.
You're right. Oh, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah. That's my honest thought, eh?
Yeah.
Like, I do think it was cool.
It was what stretched happened. Out a lot, though.
It was definitely stretched out. And that's what's making me change my rating right now.
Really?
Yeah. I just had a thought. I'm like, you know what? This could be controversial because I feel like now this could be too hot. Oh, is that too harsh?
Dude, do whatever you feel in your heart, man.
I just feel like I was a bit too generous before and I'm like, I just don't know if it's more this way or more that way.
Yeah, you know what they say. How are we for time? Yeah, we're doing pretty good, man.
Everyone looked fucked.
Oh my God, there was just like put some fucking moisturizer on.
Goiters and skin and...
And just scabs
and scars. And what was up with the guy at the start? Okay, sorry.
No.
Please. Oh. And he just didn't answer Zach at all. He's just watching his TV.
Yeah.
I don't understand the point of that. Like, it's trying to show...
Oh, which man are we talking about here? I'm a little bit lost. He was like... You're going to have to refresh
watching
me.
Watching the TV right at the start when Zach went to the town of Greenview.
Yeah, Greenview.
And he also, like, had kind of a mullet.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you know what I'm talking about?
I think so. Yeah, it's coming back to me now.
He said, oh, I'm here to go to the compound, and the guy just wouldn't answer him.
Yeah, he's
just like...
just
kept saying something, and then he said, oh, do you guys have a bathroom? And that's when he went to the mesh poo place.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah.
Why did he not answer?
Maybe he just didn't care. I mean, I wouldn't care either if I was living out there. And you know what? I would have liked to have known a little bit more about the world. I know you leave it to mystery and stuff, but a bit more conversation to allude at where the world is at this point.
Yeah.
Not sure
what... It's said in the future.
It is in the future, and obviously the economy has gone to shit because everything that came on the radio was economy-themed.
Yeah.
Which was cool. That was a nice little hint at what they were about to find, obviously, because they're both desperate for money. He's asking for more for the ride to the compound. And then they're like, holy shit, we can be so rich.
I don't know what the whole compound was about, though. Like, what are they doing there? They're miners? Or
miners, laborers. They might be construction workers for the city, for repairs or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, Zach's character just saw it as an opportunity. And he's like, man, I'm so desperate. I have to try something. But you'd think, wouldn't there be something better?
Yeah.
Maybe he was just so fed up with the city, whatever city he was from. It was probably LA, I would assume, because they said the West, right?
Oh, wow, you're throwing mad shade here, bro.
Mate.
Trivia, that's where you'll put the cut in, because there was a little bit of a dead moment where you were checking
fine.
Time.
Don't even worry.
But, like, just leave a little bit at the start, but then, like, make sure you cut out just a bit of that time.
Trivia time.
I actually haven't read the trivia, so because I kind of found it at the start. The snake at 53 minutes is a bandy snake, native to Australia.
Oh.
This is why I should edit this stuff. Well, it was filmed in South Australia.
Really?
Yeah. It did say at the start, South Australian thing. I mean, I'm presuming, because otherwise why would it say South Australia?
That's interesting. Oh,
and
sorry.
They've washed out the colour, because Australia does not look that white.
No, it's so much redder. Like, the dust is way red.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Mars, bro. You can tell.
Hit Mars. Me with another point.
Filming was ravaged by sandstorms to the point filming was almost shut down for a day.
Wow.
Until the idea of strapping a camera to one of the cinematographer's backs and getting the shots was better than using a fan. Multiple shots of sandstorms in the movie were actual sandstorms.
That's sick.
Oh, so that big one must have been.
Well, when he was like walking through, it was very guerrilla, wasn't it? Like the way it was filmed.
Zach's a good actor, man. He tolerated a lot for this movie.
Yeah, that is absolute shit to deal with.
I also stalked his Instagram before we did this.
Of course you did.
And the only...
Bloody fanboy over here.
And, oh, mate, when Zach just takes off his shirt, I just get the biggest stiffy. Oh, he's just such a hot stuff.
He is a stud.
An absolute stud, mate.
Absolute weapon.
Oh, just love that Efron. He's Zac Efron. You can cut that bit if you want. Just cut Zach effing Ron.
Okay.
All right. That's a little bit embarrassing.
That's fine.
It was going all right.
Keep going, big boy.
And he posted a picture of gold back in 2020.
Yeah, right.
So this film has been in like
production for a while, right?
Yeah, it's been a slow editing slog. So I don't know what's happened there.
Damn.
But, I mean, maybe that was intentional.
Yeah.
Oh, no. In June 2021, Screen Media Films acquired US... Doesn't matter. Someone did it. I'm done. I've said my points. Do you have anything else to add?
You know what? I think that he should have trusted the drifter. I think he should have trusted her or got on that truck that drove by. That's, you know, another thing that he could have done to survive.
Yeah.
But I think he could have trusted her. And stuck with the sisters, if both of them actually did exist.
Which I think they are.
I think, yeah, I agree with you. I think they do, which, whatever.
Ah, disagree. Have a bit of controversy.
I like the theory of her, you know, sticking around as just a torment to her or still being alive the whole time. But if he just stuck with her and, you know, went, oh, there's actually all this gold here. I can't get it out, but I have this nugget, you know. He was already desperate at that point. Personally, me, I would have just gone, bro, here's some gold as payment. Please help me out of here. I just want to get to this compound.
Yeah.
You know what? At that point, he had already waited about the 5-day mark. Or maybe it was on like 4 or 3. But
I think it was like 5, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
He made it very well up until after the 5 days.
I'm starting to hallucinate myself right now. It is way too hot in this movie and my back is just dripping with sweat.
Oh, dude.
Let's just get to the rating.
Okay.
I'm done.
Oh, mate, I want to hear your rating first this time.
Done. Oh, is that what we do?
Yeah, swap around. Why not?
All right. It seems a bit harsh, but it's not... 5 out of 10 nugs. All right.
You just crucified this movie. Holy crap.
It's a good movie,
yep,
with a nice refreshing feel. Okay, very unique. However, those parts are very long. Like some bits where it's just like, just get to the point.
Yeah.
Start talk. Like, I know the silence is intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this could have been better as a short film.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I feel like it's very drawn out at times. And until that last 15 minutes, it's very dragging.
Okay.
Then that last 15 minutes really slaps.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, all of your points I agree with. I just don't agree with your score. I'm going to give this a higher score personally myself. I think it sits about 6.5 nugs for me. 6.5.
Wow.
Now, this is the reason why I give it a little bit higher. I really, really enjoyed that last 15 minutes. And I think that just pushed it up for me.
Yeah.
I wanted more from the Drifter's character. That's what brought it down for me. Like, there was all my other points that I said before, but if they had more of her character before just, like, quickly knocking her in the head or whatever, if there was more of that physical torment before, or, I don't know, just something that just kept the interest going, maybe that fleshed out where the world is from her perspective.
Would have got you a bit more excited.
Yeah, I feel
like
that.
A little bit more jazzed up for a bit of Efron and Stranger.
Exactly. That would have bumped it up to a 7 for me. I don't think this movie can go beyond a 7.
No.
But that is where it would go if there was more fleshed out.
I still feel like that's it. Worth watching because it does feel very unique.
Give it
However,
a watch.
However, I pose the question to you.
Mm.
Is it worth watching for those last, just for those last 15 minutes? Because you
100%.
Said those last 15 minutes, an 100%. Hour and 10 minutes just to get to those 15 minutes.
Well, if you're listening to our podcast and you've already heard it, but you haven't watched the movie yet, it's not worth watching. You just go watch the end. Just go watch the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you know, you decided to watch it before listening to us, bang, go do that. I mean, we can't tell you because, you know, you'd have to listen to this far into the podcast.
You, all right, and just do whatever you want. You're an independent person,
yeah.
You listener. You go out there and you do your best.
Don't let anyone tell you what to do.
All right, should I do the plugs? Because I did forget that last week, and now we have no fans or followers.
Oh, let's plug it up.
Well, you can leave us a review on any podcast platform. What other social medias do we have, Scott?
We have Instagram.
See if your body remembers, eh?
I'll lay them on the table for you.
Yeah, Instagram at butts to nuts.
At butts to nuts.
Both butts and nuts have two T's, by the way. Same spelling.
That's right. We have a TikTok now, which is very cool.
At butts to nuts.
We have some very fresh videos that are edited together by Ben himself.
Yeah,
he does a great job.
Mate. Stop waffling.
Oh, mate, I just...
Stop waffling. Come on, keep it going.
Anyways, we have Twitter, that's for sure.
And Facebook and an email, all at butts to nuts. And the email is butts to nuts at outlook.com.
Yep.
That's about it. Gold.